Is Brahma's death different than our death?
Yeah, Brahma actually lives for the entire duration of the universe. Like, you know, it's called Mahasankalpa. And then there is Mahapralaya. That's the end of the universe. In between, Kalpa Pralaya. There is Srishti Samhar. Creation, annihilation, it goes on like that. Like sinusoidal wave. It keeps going on several times. At the end of Kali Yuga, there is a Samhar. At the end of Brahma's day, there is Brahma's night. During that time also, there is Pralaya. And there's Pralaya at the end of Brahma's life also. So, but then Brahma and his associates, like the sages and everybody, they don't die like us, because Brahma has a body made of intelligence only. He doesn't have the other elements. We have earth, water, fire, air, ether, then mind, intelligence, ego. He has only intelligence. So it's a very pure body. So they all directly go back to spiritual world. He has done his duty very well. For the entire duration of the life, he goes back to spiritual world. Yeah.
Nirmal Prabhu from Kolkata. Krishna told Prahlad Maharaj that he will not kill anyone in his dynasty. Like we see, he didn't kill Dhenukasur. Instead, Lord Balaram killed him. How can then he kill Putna?
Good question. Putana's gotram will be different. Correct? See, the gotram is seen from the male point of view or female? Male. For example, Agasur, Bakasur, they both are male. So they will have their father's gotram. When Putana is married to a husband, she and her children will carry whose gotra? No, husband's gotra. Husband's gotra. Till marriage, father's gotra. And also, generally, when they will see the gotram during the marriage, and the gotram has to be necessarily different. Putana has to be married to a person who will be having a gotram different from her father. Because same gotra means same blood is flowing in the body. So therefore they will marry. So therefore, this reason is given in Garga Samhita. It's given. I have read it already. Therefore I am telling you. Next.
Suraj Prabhu from Assam. You said that Yashoda Mata thought that her child was some demigod, so he possessed mystical powers. But when demon Putna appeared in the Vrajvasis thought that because Krishna has appeared in Vraj, so maybe goddess Lakshmi might have come with a lotus flower in her hand to visit Lord. Please clear this doubt from this contaminated heart.
Okay. See, the Vajabhasis actually were overwhelmed with love for Krishna. So the only thought that remained permanently in their heart is, Krishna is our apple of our eye. He is the Lord of our life. He is our life and soul. He is the Prano Se Pyara, Govinda Bolore. They sing like that in Braj. Prano Se Pyara, Govinda Bolore. So they don't think anything else about Krishna. But whenever Krishna does something very big, say for example, he went between two trees with the Okalbandha Nila, no? Broke the two trees, Nalakur Manikrit came. So on that day there was a meeting. So then they, on that day, the coward men met together and they all discussed and said, maybe Krishna is a demigod. They thought, they were not aware. Another time, when Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, all the Vajabhasis, after that they met wonderful Krishna. Then they will say that, how this small boy could lift the Govardhan hill? No. Then they came to know that, you know, Narayana, Samo Gunaihi, like that Gargarishi had told. You know, Gargarishi said, your son will exhibit powers like Narayana. Like that he said. So, such a blessing of the great sage is there with our child. So, he could exhibit prowess like Narayana, they were saying. So, in this way, different times, sometimes they thought he is a demigod, sometimes they thought he has mystic powers, sometimes they thought he is fortunate one, blessed one. But all the time they thought he is our most beloved. That's the only thought which was in their mind. Actually, the Vajabhasis, there is a saying that Yoga Maya, Mahamaya means. In Mahamaya, in this world you have Mahamaya. All are atheistic people who don't believe in God due to ignorance. Whereas in spiritual world, the Vajabhasis don't believe Krishna is God out of love. Just like Narendra Modi is a Prime Minister of India, but his mother doesn't care a fig about it. Whether he is Prime Minister of India or President of India or Chief Minister. Earlier he was Chief Minister of Gujarat. Then he became Prime Minister of India. Does it make any difference for the mother? Yeah. Oh, now you are CM, now you are PM, I will salute you every day. No, for her he is son only, like that for Yashoda. So due to that Yogamaya, they always thought Krishna to be their loved ones, and they never attached too much importance to his position as God. Next.
Mrithul Prabhu from Chennai. Prabhuji, how did Putna...
And also they thought Goddess Lakshmi has come. Why? Because Yogamaya covered them to think like that, so that the pastime can happen. Otherwise, if they clearly know she is a demon, everything, then there will be no leela that can happen with Krishna. Because they will never allow Krishna to be given to her. Yeah. Yes.
Mrithul Prabhu from Chennai. Prabhuji, how did Putna get so much opulence like beauty similar to a goddess?
That is through mystic powers. Actually, there are many mystic powers. Like you can walk on water, you can fly on sky, you can change your form at will, and you can carry a jadibuti and fly in the sky. There are people, yogis, who do such things. There are yogis who lift their hands and from the armpit they emanate light in the night. There are some Naga Babas who live 300, 400, 500 years also they live in the Himalayas. So there are many mystic powers. So when you hear them, you may think, oh really? I can also do that. Who can teach me about that? Why we want to learn it? Because we want to be different from other humans. And we want to show off also to other people that I can fly on sky, I can walk on water. Actually, our Vaishnavas are never interested in these things. Because if you get such powers, you may get stuck in the material world. You may never go back to Godhead. Because you may start showing off to different people, this power and that power and everything. So therefore, Vaishnavas don't aspire for this power. So she had a mystic power by which she could change her form at will. That's one of the powers. Yes. And Krishna is the master of all mystics, isn't it? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, it is said. He's the master of all mystics. All mystic powers are with Krishna. And all other yogis are beggars in front of Krishna. Krishna gives them little chotamata siddhis, he gives them. But he has a ocean of siddhis. Yes.
Kunal Prabhu from JGD Voice. Prabhuji, I have started chanting from last few months, but while chanting, sometimes it becomes really very difficult to focus as all types of bad thoughts keep coming, like somebody imposing ill thoughts one after another, even after we don't wanting these thoughts. Is it part of purification or something else?
Actually, it's a part of purification. Just like, you know, one room in your house, you kept like a go down. You never swept the place. It looks all right. When you open the door, it looks normal. But you take a jadu and sweep, and dust starts rising. And everybody is coughing in the house. So it's painful because you have not cleaned it for a long time. So our heart also has remained like a godown for a long time. Now we are cleaning it. Initially, it will be a little troublesome. But eventually, it will get cleaned. Like you see a ink bottle. If you pour water, everything becomes blue. Similarly, put the holy name into the ears. Lot of thick blue ink, full bottle of blue ink, it comes out like that, anarthas. And then you keep on hearing, chanting. Gradually the water will become light blue. And you keep on putting more water. Eventually the water will be no more blue. Like that, gradually once anarthas are released, we will not face this problem. But we have to be patient. It takes us a few years. And also, there is an article about Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. There is a book called Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanand Swami. There's another book, Japa by Burujan Prabhu. There is another book, Nectar and Ocean of the Holy Name by His Holiness Satchinandan Swami. I would suggest you that sometimes if you read some of these books on chanting, you will get more help and guidance on how to chant better. I have Japa Talks also put up in www.japatalks.radheshyamdas.com. Correct, no? So if you go to Japa Talks, don't see the latest ones, 2020. I have put up to yesterday, today morning also, correct? Up to today morning I have put. But you should see from 2012, 13, 14, and I have been putting. So that will be, you can start from the basic and gradually hear more and more. And you will get a lot of help. Yeah.
Santosh Prabhu from Bangalore. Prabhuji, need advice to answer the question. Kali Santaran Upanishad says, first Hare
you
Ram,
can write,
Hare Ram.
You can write about this Hare Rama first or Hare Krishna first to Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu. How can they get his email? Google, no? Go to Google and put Sankarshan Das Adhikari. He is a email guru. He has more than 25,000 email group devotees. So he has given answer to this your question. 5-6 references he gives from various Puranas. Yeah, next.
Mihir Prabhu from VIT Voice. We were told in the lecture that anarthas done by fake gurus First, unqualified guru or qualified but teaches beyond his realization. Second, guru qualified but teaches beyond the realization of disciple. If we preach beyond our realization, we might commit anartha against holy name. Solution, repeat what we learnt or hear from guru. Is it safe if we provide the direction to a legitimate guru, society, club, or youth center at least?
Yeah. Actually, all of you are preaching under the guidance of your seniors. And the subject matter you are preaching is very elementary and basic. You are not telling high-fi things to them. Like imagine if you go to a new boy and tell him the glories of Radharani, it would be offensive. And they may not understand it properly. So therefore, you can speak on, you are not the body, you are the soul. And we are not God. God is supreme. We are subordinate. So in our Discover Yourself and other courses, we preach the basics. So absolutely no problem. The newcomers deserve it. And it's fit for their head. You can go on preaching. Yeah.
Ishtadev Gopal Prabhu from Hyderabad Yoga. Proji, is Putna Kripa Siddha? And how does Krishna decide one to be Kripa Siddha, and hence how can we understand him to be impartial?
Impartial. Yeah. There is a Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddha, like Rabindranath Tagore. You know, he got doctorate sitting at home. He never went to college. Honorary doctorate he got. Now imagine all of us tell the government that, you know, hopefully one day the government will give me also honorary doctorate. I'll sit at home. You may get also, but we are not sure. So better to do sadhana. Even you may be a Kripa Siddha, but it is better for us to do sadhana because we don't know whether we will be one. So therefore it's better for us to make an endeavor. Number one. Number two, why the Lord shows Kripa Siddha? Because sometimes He picks up a jiva and shows Kripa Siddhi to inspire all the other jivas to become serious in devotional life. That's the goal of the Lord. Like Ajamila, Narayana, He shouted. Immediately, you know, Vishnu Dutas came, and then next 12 years He practiced and went back to Godhead. He was saved from Yama's rope. Why Lord did this? In order to inspire us. So that we will also chant the Lord's names. Lord performed such pastimes. But Putana did not get Kripa without getting a punishment for her evil nature. Krishna was angry at her behavior also. So therefore, she was given mercy in two ways. Mercy by punishment and mercy by reward. Because she was neither an undevotee nor a devotee. Padyam, it is said, Vanditabhyam, it is said that Lord's lotus feet is worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. She didn't worship the Lord's lotus feet, isn't it? So, and in the same manner, the devotees of the Lord, you know, they are always falling at the feet of the Lord. Whereas, you know, when Krishna's feet was there on her chest, she was trying to get rid of it. Leave it. She was actually trying to get rid of Krishna. She didn't aspire for Krishna. Still, Krishna gave her mercy so that the world will understand that she showed a ocean of diplomacy. But Krishna showed a ocean of compassion. To give one example to the world, the Lord showed such Kripa Siddhi. Occasionally, the Lord shows. And He takes one candidate like that. Just like some companies give sample soap for a few days. And then once a company becomes popular, they don't give anymore. Now you can't take them to court saying that, hey, you were giving free soap last 1 week. Suddenly now you are keeping a price. You are partial now. You can't say that. Samples of they gave to advertise. Next.
Ritesh Ghorpade Proof from Pune. Thank you, Proji, for sharing with us knowledge of how Putna represents false guru and getting us more attracted to Krishna. Question about regarding the guru who teaches the disciple who is unqualified. Srila Prabhupada mentions that those people Question about regarding gurus who teaches the disciple who is unqualified. Srila Prabhupada mentions that those people who have not controlled sex desire should not read beyond second canto in some of his purports. So if a person still has lot of sex desire, is not able to control it, he should not read beyond SB second canto. Is it correct? Please correct my understanding.
Yeah, he can go back to Prabhupada's small books, medium books, bigger books. You can read them. I would also suggest you hear Prabhupada's morning walks and Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita lectures, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam lectures. You can hear, because lectures are better than reading only the purport. Prabhupada elaborates on that. So increase your hearing of Prabhupada's Gita, Bhagavatam and morning walks. For 1 or 2 years you hear that, then you can go back to Bhagavatam later. Next.
Prajwal Devadiga, Prabhu from PS Voice, Pesit Voice, Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhuji, in lecture you said that Shiva is expansion of Shiva only. My doubt is Srila Prabhupada writes...
Sadashiva.
Srila Prabhupada writes that mode of ignorance is prominent in Shiva. How to understand this? Because expansions of Krishna are above three modes. Also, thought Brahma is an Acharya, mode of passion in prominent him, in him. But Acharya is above three modes. How to understand this?
Yeah. Good question. You see, Shiva has a dual role, as a demigod for the common people and as a Vaishnava for the devotees. So, you will find in the Bhagavatam, Prachetas, they are fortunate to get Shiva as their spiritual master. He gives them pure, pristine spiritual knowledge as a Parama Vaishnava, he gives them. And he plays another role as a demigod for people like Ravana, or people like our Bhasmasura, people like that, or Banasura. For them, he gives material benedictions, being in this world. So, that is actually a demigod role he plays also. So, Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, they appear almost at same time, if you see, in the development of Krishna, Balaram and all that. So, when the expansions take place. So, Sadashiva is the original Shiva living in Kailash, between Devidam and Haridam. And that Shiva, Sadashiva, expands 11 Rudras who come into this world and they appear through the eyebrows of Brahma. When they appear in this world, then they are the ones who are subjected to the Tamaguna. Tamaguna means actually they are associating with Tamaguna. They have to do activities which are in Tamaguna. For example, destruction, annihilation, such kinds of things. Similarly, Brahma also has two roles. As a demigod, he has a role. As an Acharya, he has a role. So, he has to do the... Just like in ISKCON, there are gurus. They have to give spiritual knowledge. And they have to also be a GBC. Governing body commissioning, they have to administrate, manage, and they have to deal with money. They have to deal with difficulties, management of ISKCON. It's a spiritual managerial role. Brahma also plays that role. So when it comes to managerial, he controls mode of passion. And when he is a devotee, then he can transcend all the three modes and be a pure devotee.
Yeah, next one.
This is one more question.
Last one. Over. All are over. Okay.
Thank you, Shri Prabhupada ki.